Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. This is Minister James Browning, and I'm broadcasting live this morning from Phoenix, Arizona. We're having a nice sunny day, and it's going to be a nice warm day, so we're grateful for that. For all my brothers and sisters out there in the Southeast and in Texas, if you're able to get on the air, we're praying for you and pray that all is well. I know you have had a real challenge this week with the weather condition being what it is. It's quite interesting what's going on. You know, it's all part of the global warming, although you may be thinking it feels like a global freezing, but it's not what it is. It's all part of global warming, and that hopefully that mankind will do what they need to do to try to rectify this situation and put it together, you know. Also, we have to take in consideration that the weather conditions also are tied in with the collective conscience of the masses. And when you find that chaos is going on the planet, more than likely it creates weather conditions that's not very pleasant too. It's proven fact that earthquakes and volcanoes as well is also tied into the consciousness of the masses, and that when that negative energy gets in the air, it causes situations, beloved ones. So as a whole, in order to survive, in order to have a better climate and condition, that we all have to be more thoughtful of our thoughts and stay peaceful and spiritual and try to just create a new collective consciousness. No, one person alone cannot do it. This is about the collective consciousness. So we just pray and do our part to be all that we can to create positive energy so it won't be so chaotic, you know. But anyway, beloved ones, I'm grateful that you made it another week. And I'm grateful that you're safe and that your health is good and that you're able to listen and be able to be attuned and this morning. And to be here, and I'm so grateful for all of my old listeners. You know, when I turn my studio on and I see some of the same people popping up right away, it really makes my heart be good because you guys are the ones who encourage me and motivate me to continue to do this program, you know, because I'm not able to see you and I don't get that much feedback from people, so I'm not quite sure sometime who there, although I could get statistics of who's listening pretty much. We are broadcasting there in five countries, including the United States, Canada, Mexico, England, Spain, and we're actually six, Australia. So, we're making really good numbers and we're doing good, but like I say, I don't get that much feedback, so I don't know what the direct effect is, how people are be affected, but I know when you guys tune in on a regular basis, I know at least that there's someone is being getting something out of these messages. If not, you wouldn't be continually tuning back in. So I'm grateful for you. You have no idea. And for all my new listeners, thank you for tuning in. Don't know how you found out about us, but anyway, I'm glad that you're here, and hopefully you will become an old listener as well. I need all of you guys. The more of us can get together, and the more of us can create energy, we're helping the collective consciousness, and we just want to continually to put out that energy and do this show because I want to be able to help spread a little sunshine, spread a little light, spread some spiritual vibrations that will help to make a difference in the planet. You know, we all have to do our part to really help make a difference because the planet is being very challenged right now. On many, many levels, you know. Like I said, a lot of it has to do with the collective conscience of the masses. And part of it is part of the shift. We are shifting, beloved ones. And sometime in the shift, you have to have a little chaos in order to eliminate the old processes and the old way things are being done. So don't look at all of this as a bad thing because, like I said, that's part of the shift. That we are growing consciously and we're growing spiritually, and it's helping us to get to the next level. So what may be chaotic to some folks is not as chaotic to others because it is part of the shift. We're leaving the old stuff in the past and they have to drop off. And sometimes it doesn't go off easy. So we have to, it has to be really kind of explosive sometimes when things happen in order to bring the shift about. But anyway, it's all good. God's in charge, and it's not for us to judge, but to us to do what we need to do individually and collectively to be the best we can do to help bring positive vibration to the planet. And I know that you guys are. You're in tune and you're spiritually aware and conscious. So anyway, you know how the program go. We're going to do prayer and then we're going to get started. Excited for today's topic, something that I'm really touching my heart. I love this topic. But anyway, let's do prayer first and get centered for what is to come. Father, Mother God, we give gratitude and thanks for another wonderful day. We thank you for bringing us through another week. We thank you for your divine love, your divine wisdom, your divine knowledge that you have allowed us to participate in. And we thank you for continuously to guide us to do the right thing and to rise above the day-to-day living and the day-to-day situation, that we will constantly move toward a higher spiritual consciousness and we will constantly move to that higher realm of positive energy and spiritual consciousness, that we will continue to ascend to our higher state of consciousness, and we will do all that we need to do, that we will bring forth and do our part to lift humanity in any way that we can. We just thank you, God, for allowing us to have that energy and have the will and have the desire to be able to make a difference and want to make a difference. So we say thank you, God. We are so grateful. We pray this morning for all of our frontline workers, all of those who are out there battling with the pandemic and trying to keep us safe and keeping us safe, to all the doctors and all the nurses and all the caregivers and all the people who work in the grocery stores and all the people who are all doing all they can to keep us safe and keep us alive. We say thank you, and we put all of you in a white light of protection and protect you and keep you safe, you will, that you will have safe knowing that you are doing a higher purpose and a higher divine will of the Creator, and that you will be well. And we pray for our country. We pray for the new leadership, new government leadership. Thank you, God, for allowing us to have new leadership in this country, that we can bring forth some healing now, that we can move into a higher state of wellness for all. We just ask you to continue to give the new government your blessing and sanction and keep them moving in the right direction, and that all will be well and all will be adjusted as it is deemed to be. We thank you, God. We give graces and thank you so much. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. We are so grateful, and so it is. Okay, beloved ones, thank you. God's vibration is moving this morning. I can feel it all in my body. I know that God is here with us all the time. And so we always know that we need that God force in our lives. And we also bring in all of our ascended masters, Saint Germain and Raphael and Lord Michael, Mother Mary, all those higher beings. We invite them and ask them to come in to with us also so they can send out their vibrations as well. So today's topic, like I said, is one of my favorites. Why is I am the most powerful two-word in the universe? Let me read it again. Why is I am the two most powerful words in the universe? Woo, brother. When I said it, it makes it kind of send vibration to me. I am is not a new set of terms, a new term of words, but it seems to be used more now. People are becoming conscious of the understanding of the word I am and what it really, really means and how to sort of use it more. I mean, you'll find it not only in new thought and metaphysical circles, but even in traditional type of churches now, you'll find I am being understood and being well used. I know that Joel Osteen uses it all the time, and so he has a full understanding of it, and a lot of the other traditional ministers do too, okay? But it's powerful, beloved ones. It's powerful. Like I said, it's not an old term. Matter of fact, not a new term. Matter of fact, it goes back to the Old Testament. You can find I am starting in the Old Testament. I'm sure most of you who maybe grew up in the traditional church, which most of us did, learned the story about Moses and the burning bush while he was on the mountainside taking care of the shepherds and sheep. He saw off to his vision there was a bush that was burning, and he was curious about what was happening. So Moses, in his curiosity, went closer to find out what was going on. And as he approached the bush, he had a voice that says, "Come closer and take off your shoes, because you are near in a holy space and holy temple." And out of that bush, that was God summoning Moses. And God had a task for Moses. And his task was to go and free the Israelite slaves from Egypt. And I'm sure Moses, just being an ordinary shepherd out in the middle of the flock, had no idea that he would be given such a high assignment to be able to go and do that kind of thing. But he did. God saw something in Moses and know that he could do that. Of course, Moses actually had a speaking impairment, so he wasn't very good at talking. So he was really complexed as to why that God would choose him to go to do such a high duty and high task. In Exodus 3:14, it says, "God said to Moses, I am who I am." It's what you are to say to the Israelites. "And I am have sent me to you." So, beloved one, what Moses was saying is that I am is God in action. God told Moses to tell the Israelites that I am sent him. Also to tell Pharaoh, the leader of the Egyptians at the time, that he came with the authority of the I am who has sent him to do this work. Of course, you know, I'm sure the Pharaoh looked at him with a very complex look in his face. Who is this guy, this shepherd guy, shows up in my palace, in my kingdom, and telling me about letting some people go, and that somebody by the name of I am told him that? You can just imagine what it is. And so Moses had to demonstrate a few things that showing his power, like taking his walking stick and turning it into a serpent. And I think it got the Pharaoh's attention. He was able to fulfill his mission of leading the Israelites out of Egypt. And he took them on a journey that lasted 40-some years. But anyway, that's how the term I am really began to come into a full fruition, beloved one. So now you see the words I am actually means God in action. God in action. So we are fortunate to be able to come to full understanding of that those words, and that it will produce results. Thank God that when we use the I am terms, that this does not happen, the results does not happen instantaneously. That's a good thing, that when you say I am this or I am that, it doesn't happen right away. Because if so, a lot of us would be in very serious trouble, beloved one. Because you see, when you put I am in front of anything, whether it's positive or negative, it sets God in action, and God doesn't differentiate for what it is that you mean. You saying I am, so you use the term I am this or I am that, God goes to work for you. Okay, God goes to work for you. Like I said, it's a good thing that a lot of these things don't happen instantaneous, because a lot of us would be in really serious trouble if it was. But it has to. You become aware of it, and once you're conscious of it, if you begin to use it in a way that is for your highest good, okay? you'll begin to use it in ways for your highest good. And you have to begin to understand that you are to never use the term I am with anything that you really don't want to show up in your life, you know? And so often the word I am just comes out of our mouth without even conscious thought. We are using this term, you know? Often you hear people, for example, may say, I am broke. You know, I don't have no money. I'm broke. You know, I am sick. You know, I'm sick and I have my arthritis. I have my heart condition. I have all these things. And they go telling everybody, I'm sick. I'm sick and I'm this and I'm that. You know, or like, I'm unloved. I am lonely. I'm unloved and love just don't come my way. I am so unlucky with love. It just doesn't work out for me. Or you may hear people say different things that used in a, I'm unlucky. You may hear people say it all the time. I'm so unlucky. You know, things just always, bad stuff always come my way. I am unlucky. And beloved ones, when you realize that you are saying those things, you are setting yourself up for a disaster to come into your life. And it may not seem to be a big thing, but I'm telling you, every time you utter negativity, when you use your I am, you are setting in motion a situation that you do not want to have come in your life. So once you realize that you have done that, if you do, like I said, sometimes we're talking and we don't even realize it slipped out because it comes so unconsciously, you know what I mean? It just flows out. Or you having a conversation with someone and you sometimes don't give it a second thought, but you have to become conscious of how you're using that term I am. It's ultimately important, beloved ones. And once you do that, once you become conscious and understand that you have said I am in a negative way, you have to immediately say counsel, and replace it with a positive statement. You have to counsel that thought that you just had about your I am and replace it with a positive statement. You have to do it consistently, beloved ones. Whatever you are conscious and aware of it, do it. It will make a difference in your example. For example, instead of saying I am broke, you may want to say my finances is not where I want it to be today, but I'm getting better and better. You know, let me just say I'm not broke. My finances just not where I want them to be today, but it's going to be okay. It's getting better and better. You may want to say, for instance, if you're suffering from a dis-ease, you may want to say that I am not sick, but I am having a health challenge, but I'm getting better and better. I am having a health challenge today. I'm not quite sure what it is. You do know what it is. You just tell people, I'm having a health challenge, but I know it's getting better and better. Never use the term, I am sick, beloved ones, okay, because it sets you up for more sickness. I know this may seem basic, but it's a track. Every time you're saying, I am, you're saying, God, go to work for me. Help me out. Bring this into fruition. So, you, beloved ones, have to take responsibility for how you're using your I am words. Never allow I am to go with anything you really don't want to show up, okay? If you don't want it to show up, then you have to learn not to use it. Beloved one, you have to start, your mind has to start almost becoming like a security guard. You know what security guards do? Security guards make sure that bad people or bad situations don't show up in certain places. That's why they have security guards. That's why they have someone out there in the front of the building to stop people from coming in and doing what they need to do in most situations, because they don't want that bad person to come in, or the person who's not supposed to be there to also show up and cause calamity. We just seen that, didn't we? On Capitol Hill, where all the bad people just showed up, you know, and because of the failure of the security. And so we understand that kind of same situation will bombard you too with negativity in your own life. It will show up. So you have to become your own security guard to guard your own thoughts and your own feelings and what you're saying, and become conscious of it every time you're saying it, that you are counseling it and adding something positive to it in order for it to be and work out the way that you truly desire it to be. Because I know none of you out there want to be sick. Nobody out there wants to be broke. You know, no one out there wants to be unhappy. You know, none of us want that. But, you know, we get so comfortable with the saying of it, we just automatically, it just flows out of our mouths like it's just part of our conversation. But do not allow it to be part of your conversation, beloved one, because it will cause you calamity. I cannot overemphasize how important this is, you know, that for you to be in guard of respect when you say, I am. You know, you may say something about your conditions in another way, but when you put the word I am in front of it, you amplify it. You know what I mean? It's like putting in pouring kerosene on a smothering fire where it may be burning and it's like kind of warm, but long as you don't add anything to it, it just stays warm. But once you add kerosene into a fire, it will explode. It will cause a major calamity, beloved one. So you have to be very, very careful of how you add your I am to the fire. I remember one time when I was a young kid, I grew up in the rural part of Virginia, in the countryside, and we had wooden stoves. And, you know, sometimes you couldn't tell if the fire was really burning or not. But anyway, as a kid, I must have been about 5, 6 years old, and my grandmother told me to check the fire, and I didn't see any fire in there, but didn't know that the fire was smothering underneath the wood, and I poured kerosene in there. And beloved ones, that was not a good day for me. The flame came up, burned my eyebrows off, and it was really a painful experience for me. So that's what I mean when you're saying this, that is just what happens, like when you are putting I am in front of anything. It's like pouring kerosene on it. It explodes it and make it go more powerful. So that's why you have to be so diligent and being conscious of how you're using your I am. Okay? It's that devastating. You know, many times, beloved one, beloved Jesus, unfortunately, used that term I am often. He would use the term I am, and he was misunderstood, did not understand what Jesus was talking about. But Jesus was actually using I am to represent the God presence within him. When he would say, I am this or I am that, he was not speaking about himself. He was speaking about the God force inside of him. When he would say, I am doing this or I am doing that, and I am is performing these miracles. These healings is being done by I am, not me. He was talking about the God inside of him. And people ridiculed him. You would be surprised how he got ridiculed. And people said that he were blasphemy, using blasphemy because he's talking about himself doing miracles. No, Jesus never said he did anything. Jesus always said it is the I am, or use the term God, in me who does the work. Okay? So you see, beloved ones, and that comes out of lack of consciousness and awareness of the people around him. They had no idea of the term I am and how it is to be used. And I guarantee you, majority of people that you will come in contact this day still have no idea about the term I am. A lot of people are more aware than was, but a lot of people are still very unconscious of the term I am and what it truly means, okay? But you, beloved one, now you know. You have no more excuses. to use your I am in a negative way. No most uses at all. You have, you know, you have to use it properly. And if you, because if you use your I am properly, I guarantee you, and I don't believe in guaranteeing a lot of things, but I guarantee you this. If you use your I am in a proper way, you can literally change your life conditions. Literally, beloved one, when you start putting God in front of your desires and your wants and needs, when you said, I am financially secure, I am well, I am getting better and better every day in every way, I am positive, I am blessed and highly favored. Anytime you can use I am in front of a positive statement, beloved ones, it is the key to success. You know, and just matter, just if you can't think of something to put I am in front of it, just say I am, I am, I am. Just say it, repeat it all during the day, okay? Because you are calling God into action. And we, God knows we need the God in action in our lives, especially these days, okay? So utilize your I am to your highest good, where it can bring about the change that you want and the desire that you want to bring about. So, you know, even teach your children or those who are open and receptive to listen to you, tell them about using the I am. When you heard people say that, say, be careful of how you're using these that terminology, because you may be setting yourself up for something that you don't desire or to want to show up in your life. So each one of you guys are teachers and ministers yourself, so you can share that information. Matter of fact, that's what this whole thing, class, and this whole process about you taking things and be able to share them as well. You know, guys, because you are all light workers. If you're not, you wouldn't even be tuned into this type of program. You would be somewhere in somebody's traditional church or listening to a traditional gospel service right now. You guys are light workers, and you are spiritual, intuitive people, all of you who are listening to this, because it is your consciousness that has attracted you to this type of show. It is you. It was nothing special I did, but your consciousness brought you into this. You heard the saying, when a student is ready, the teacher will appear. But guess what, guys? You all have been to this information through your own spiritual consciousness has brought you right here today to hear this message about the I am. And every time you tune in that we talk about spiritual principles and spiritual things, it's because your spirit, your consciousness has attracted you to that. And anywhere you go or whatever you do, your spirit will attract you to things of your highest nature. How many of you have been into a bookstore and have books to let's literally fall off the shelf or hit on your foot or whatever and just give you what you've been looking for? Or have someone to show up in your life for something you've been searching for, and all of a sudden they just like, bam, like magic, they show up. That is really not magic. It's your spirit consciously attracting you to them or them to you, okay? That's how your spiritual energy works, beloved one. You are always attracting what you are seeking. You're always landing. It's like the law of attraction. You're always attracting what is you are seeking as an individual, okay? Always. You know, it's just a universal law. There's certain laws of the universe that work in the way that they do it. I can't explain it, but, you know, it works the way it works. It's a law, and God put the laws together. So it is so, so important. And, beloved one, when you are using affirmations, which, you know, we're kind of talking about when you're saying, I am this, it is an affirmation. Even if you say it one time for the affirmation, but of course when you say it more and more and more, impacts more and become more powerful. When you're using affirmations, you want to use them consistently. When you're directly trying to direct something in your life, let's say for instance you're working on overcoming some dis-ease. You would say, I am well, I am constantly getting better and better, and you would say it over and over, I am getting better and better. I am well. I am feeling great. You would just constantly say these things. And the more you say them, you're putting God in action. So that's how you do it. And not only that, with affirmation, beloved one, the key is also that you want these thoughts and these feelings to not only penetrate your spirit, but you want them to penetrate your subconscious mind. You see, because once it's in the subconscious, then you have two things working for you. You have your God force working for you. Then you have your own subconscious thought process working for you. And I don't know if you know it or not, your subconscious mind is like a robot, beloved brother. It do whatever it is allowed, which is allowed to penetrate into your subconscious mind. You know, whatever you put in your subconscious mind is going to show up, good, bad, or indifferent. It is going to show up, and it's going to ripple in your life, and you're going to have it. You can't get away from it. You can't get away from it. You are put together that way, your subconscious mind. So your subconscious mind and your I am present, that God within you, work together as a team. You just need to know how to tap in and utilize that power that you have. You are powerful beings. You are powerful beings, and you have everything you need, beloved ones. You just got to know how to work with what you have. I don't know if any of you remember Reverend Ike. Reverend Ike said, I cannot lose with the stuff I use. You know, Reverend Ike was one of those people who were in tune to spiritual consciousness and spiritual awareness way back, you know, right back in the 50s and early 60s, talking about how to tap into your God self, your I am presence. One of the pioneers when it comes down to new thought principles and ideas, okay? So we, too, have that power to be able to tap in, to be able to use that energy that's inside of us. See, in order to accomplish anything great, beloved one, if you want to do anything great, you have to be willing to put in some mental effort. You have to be willing to shift your thinking process. If you're going to accomplish something great and do something great, great things just don't fall out of the sky. Although sometimes you may get lucky and things sort of go your way on a behalf, but overall, when you're really trying to accomplish something or be something, you have to do some work, you know. And most of the time, your work starts in the mental department first, okay? Most of our goals and desires do not start with you picking up your physical hands or moving your feet to get out. It starts in your mind. It starts in your mind. That's where you start doing the planning, the working. It's getting yourself consciously ready for this thing, what you so desire, that you need to be able to use your mind to see things before they even materialize on the physical world. You see, what shows up is what you have already manifested in your subconscious mind. What you are thinking about, what you have allowed to filter into your subconscious mind, is happening even before it happens on the physical plane. So you have to learn to use that mental thought and intensify it to the point where it is able to produce itself. You know, sometimes when you don't know really what to do, how to do anything from a physical standpoint, work on your mental being. You know, even if you want to be in a new location or a place or whatever, and you don't know where you're going to get the finances from, you don't know quite sure where you want to be, what you want to do, start using your mental process, your mental thinking, to already see yourself doing something different than what you are doing. Just, you know, use creative visualization, use affirmations, and work on your mental process. And one day, you know what? You will wake up and find yourself somewhere else that you were not before and where you want to be, because your mind took you there. Once it is developed inside of your mind will move, your feet and your hand will be motivated by your mind. It will motivate your mind. So you have to be able to work on it mentally first. I remember one time, this was probably about 20 years ago, I wanted to move into a house, and God knows I didn't have the finances to do it, didn't know how I was going to do it, but every day I would take 15, 20 minutes, and I would stretch out on my bed, and I would visualize myself working in this house that I wanted for myself. I'm working into in this house where I wanted, see myself doing things, being there, working on it. I'm doing different things I want to do in the house. I wasn't living there, but I've started myself working and seeing myself in my mind's eye to create this thing that I want. And do you know what? 2 days before it was time for me to come up with the resources to be able to move into the house, I went to the mailbox and doggone if there wasn't a check in the mail to cover the whole moving expense. Whoa. Yes. That's how it works, level one. When you start doing your mental work, your mental process, your mind will create for your physical body. Okay? So now that you understand that, and now I've given you another tool to use when you're using your I am, you can even make it even more powerful. You know, you can use your I am process along with your creative visualization and your emotional feeling thing that you want, desire in your life. Okay? So you got two things you're working with now. And your I am will never fail you. Never fail you. Either way you use it, brother, well, if you use it in the positive, it'll never fail you. If you use it in the negative, it'll never fail you either. So, but now we want to talk only about you using it for your higher good, not for your lower good. So that is the thing that you need to do to be able to do this. Now, I'm not telling you that this is easy, beloved ones. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying to you that you have to summon the discipline to discipline your thoughts, to discipline your words, to be able to take control and to be the security guard of your mind and your mouth. You see, beloved one, our minds have the tendency to run wild sometimes. I know we all have had the experience where we just sometimes start having crazy thoughts about things that not even connected or things we know we shouldn't even be going there, but our mind takes us there anyway. And that's when it comes to you to be the police of your mind and your spirit of your mouth and take control. See, the Creator has given you an awesome gift. It's called free will. You have free will, beloved one, to call into your life that which you so desire. You have free will to be and do as you so desire. God gave you that. God did not predestine your life. No. You may have came here to the earth realm with an assignment of something that you have to do or you were assigned to do and that the Creator wants you to do once you got here and you do that. But for your day-to-day living and everything, God does not predestine your life. He's given you the free will to create your life. You are a co-creator with God. Now, let me make that very clear to you, beloved one. You are a co-creator with God. God gave you the ability to create your own individual life. So you are co-creator with God. So you have the right to be able to create and bring into your life that which you deem for you. But even in that process, you have to be able to take control of what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what's showing up in your life. You have to be able to take control of those things, beloved one. You have to be able to do these things. And if you will take control of your thoughts, take control of your I am uses and thoughts, then it all but guarantee you that you will live an opulent life. You hear what I'm saying? If you use your I am power correctly, you are almost certainly guaranteed to have an opulent life. If you know how to put God in front of all your desires and all the things you so desire, that God force will work for you and work for you and work for you. You don't even have to take a second guess. Things will just start showing up. Things will just start happening in your life. It's just phenomenal when God started working for you. It is just totally amazing how the God force will start working through yourself. And that you, like I said, it's not easy because every day, beloved one, let's be realistic, every day you are being bombarded with hundreds of negative impressions. Every day that you're living on planet Earth, you are being bombarded with negative impressions. Either you create them yourself or someone else creates them around you and present you with a negative something going on in their lives, and they bring it to you, or you watch some negative news, and you see it, and I'm not saying don't watch the news, you got to be aware about something. When you become overwhelmed with negative news, you need to turn it off, okay? But anyway, people will show up with negative stuff and want you to participate in it. So you have to learn how to develop a habit of being able to reject negativity. You have to be able to push negativity out of your life when it comes, because it's gonna come. I guarantee you, even before this day over, somebody's gonna call you, somebody's gonna say something, you're gonna hear something that's negative, and you're going to have to not allow it to absorb in your mental consciousness. You have to keep it away from you. And that calls for work, beloved one. That's work, to be disciplined enough to fight away all those negative images that come to you on a daily basis, okay? You would be totally shocked. I want you to just try. I want you, if you're bold enough to try, just try an experiment for me, okay? I want you to just take a piece of paper when you get a chance and take one day. I want you to write down every time you have a negative thought or that someone presents you with a negative thought. You don't have to write down the actual thing that shows up, but I just want you to number it, like, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Just number it down, and you will be shocked before the day's over how many times you have been approached with negative things from someone else or that you created in your own thinking process. You know, we basically live in a negative world, so you have to be able to rise above negative. Just because the world around you is negative don't mean that you have to be negative. You can arise above that, beloved one. You can ascend your negativity. You are in control of yourself. You are a child of the Most High God. So you have the right to be able to control your thoughts, your actions, and your process, everything that comes in your life. You can control it, beloved one. You have the job. You are a direct descendant of God. You have God's DNA in you, and you're powerful. And so you can control what shows up in your life if you choose to. But, you know, if you choose not to do these things for yourself, then you are going to be a victim of the mass collective consciousness. Okay? So you have a choice. You have a choice whether you want to take charge of who and whom you are, or you just want to go along with the mass collective consciousness that is not going more than likely in the direction that you want to go. Okay? So you have the choice to do that. But you need to really begin to take charge of what you're being exposed to on a negative process, beloved one. Like I said, God has given you everything you need in order to experience the life that you desire. Unless you don't desire the goodness of life. You know, some people, hey, may be okay with just being mediocrity, just living day to day and getting by with whatever. And if that's your thing, that's your choice, you have a choice to do that. Now, because if you don't do that, you know, you can make it up in your next life if that's what you choose to do. I don't know about you, but I don't want to keep coming to this earth rim and keep having to go and repeat all this stuff over again. I want to be able to make my ascension and go and hang out with the angels and the higher conscious spiritual, the ascended masters, and all the beings who are operating on that higher angelical rim. Not to have to keep coming back onto this earth realm unless I choose to. Not because I have to, because I screwed up something in my past lifetime that I didn't correct, and now I got to come back and fix it all over again. Okay? So you have the control to be able to make the difference, beloved one, whether you want to be able to do that or not. You know, sometimes I really wish I had a magic wand that I could just throw the magic wand toward the broadcasting station here, and they go out, and each one of you instantaneously get everything I'm telling you, and your life shifts automatically. You know, just be able to, like, God just give you the ability to change these beloved ones so they will automatically just shift instantaneously. Well, I don't have that power, beloved ones. So that means that you have to do some work yourself. You have to do some work. Hopefully, I give you a little information to help you along the way, to help you to move forward. Like I said, I'm just a vessel. I can only give you the information. It is up to you how you use it. And hopefully you do take it serious and you do use it for your highest good, that you use the things that you you are being exposed to for your highest good, because that's why you are tapping into this knowledge. You're tapping into this wisdom and consciousness, because these are the things that you are designed to utilize, to be. So your God force is bringing you into this wisdom and knowledge about certain things, about teaching that we're sharing here, or by other sources that you get information with them, because it is for you to use to help you to grow in a spiritual and conscious matter. So take advantage of the information that's coming to you, beloved one, because this is for you. I mean, take it seriously and start utilizing it. Don't just be listeners of the words, but be the doer of the word. You know, it's good to be able to, oh, this sounds good. I'm feeling motivated. I'm all excited about what's going on. The minister's saying really good, positive things, and I agree with them. But then you get out, stop listening about it, and you go back to your old way of doing things. That is doing you no good. It's not even you listening if you're not going to implement some of these things that we talk about here, some of these things that we're sharing with you to be able to help you to raise your consciousness, help you to raise your spiritual awareness. This is what this whole program is about, getting you to become more spiritually aware of who and whom you are. And every time I do this show with you, I tell you without a shadow of a doubt that you are gods and goddesses made in the directed image of the creators who created you. So, and you're a co-creator with God in your life. So you have the power to change and to make your life better at instantaneously. You can do that if you accept and embrace your God self, knowing that you are gifted and talented, and knowing that you have the power to bring about what you desire in your life, beloved one. I just can't overemphasize to you how powerful that you really are, and to begin to recognize who you are, beloved one. Begin to live knowing that you are one with God. Begin to live knowing that God is in you, just like a wave is in the ocean. You see in the ocean, you see how the waves go crust across the ocean, and the waves cannot get away from the ocean because it's all part of the ocean. You are part of God, and God is part of you, just like that wave is. You cannot separate yourself from God, and God does not separate himself from you. Now, you can stop believing if that's what you so desire, but that doesn't mean that the I am present inside of you going to go away. You just begin to shift until, and God gives you enough space and room to allow you to be able to shift and go and do what you want to do. And when you're ready to come back home, God embrace you and accept you just as you are, beloved ones. So if you find yourself have gone astray and that you might not be where you want to be with God, then come on back home. God's waiting for you. God never left you. You are the one that pulled away. So always come back to God. God's heart is open. God's arms are open and ready to embrace you every second of the day. You can have not done anything so wrong that God would not embrace you. Look, if you know about Paul in the Bible, Paul killed over 6,000 people, prosecuted them for being Christians. But what did God do? God turned around and shifted the whole thing and made Paul one of his greatest servants. You see, beloved one, David himself, who was a real scoundrel, you know, he sent his captain of his army to go fight and be killed so he could have access to his wife. But God, in turn, used David. You see, always there, and God always is open and receptive to be able to utilize you regardless of what you have done in your life. You cannot have done something so bad that you do not feel that that God still loves you and that you are still connected to God, beloved ones. We serve the creator that put us together is always there with us. That's why he or her have given us all that we need all the time. We always have access to God. And God has also not only left his I am presence with us, God gave us angels God gave us a guardian angel to protect us and keep us safe. So, you know, our merciful and gracious creator has given us everything that any being could ever desire or want. Everything is, it's just a matter of us believing and having faith. That's where your job comes in, is to have faith and belief in the God and the goddess that created you. That's all you have to do, beloved one. Just begin to embrace that concept and those thoughts of the God force that is there. They are there for you, always be there for you. Never, never forsake you under any circumstances. Okay? So with today's lesson, I prayerfully, now you have a full and better understanding of I am. And that's when I say that it is the most powerful two words, because it is. Because I am is God in action. And what is more powerful than God in action, beloved one? There's nothing in the universe more powerful than God in action in our lives. So we want to be able to utilize that, and we want to always use God in the highest state. We never want to use God with negativity. You never want to put the name of God in front of something negative. Always use your I am to lift yourself up, to raise yourself to that higher state of consciousness and awareness. Always apply I am to what you desire for your higher self, because that's what it's there for, okay? But I also tell you that I am present, don't differentiate. Well, if you use it negative, it'll show up too. So, but you don't want that. You want the higher self. You want the higher, you want to utilize the higher part of the I am. Start using your I am to your highest good. And watch your life begin to shift and change when you start putting I am toward the things that you so desire and utilize that. And be conscious of it, beloved one, because like I said, if you're not conscious of it, it slips in, that old negativity slips in all the time because you're dealing in this society of the negative energy. So you have to be conscious. You have to be diligently. You have to be disciplined to be able to want to and to make a change and to be able to fight away that negative energy that may come your way. But guess what? You have the power to do it. You can do it. God gave you free will. So you have everything you need. So be about it. Like Mike said, just do it. Just do it, beloved ones. And we are so grateful that you showed up today. And I pray that you will take something away from this talk today that you can help to improve the quality of your life and improve the quality of what you need for yourself, beloved ones. God truly loves you. I love you, and I'm surely appreciate you for showing up every Sunday and being part of this program, because although you may, you're just you showing up, your energy is part of the collective consciousness, part of the collective consciousness of this, of the holistic ministry. So you are sending out vibrations even when you don't even realize it. Just connecting to this kind of energy is helping to overall send out more vibration of positive good. It's emulating out of your consciousness, out of your mind. People around you are being affected just by what you're thinking and what you're hearing to be part of it. So always find yourself to be part of something positive, something spirit, something good, because you are not only affecting you, you are affecting those within your presence. You are affecting those in your presence. You're very powerful. I don't know if any of you remember back, probably, I think back in the maybe in the in the 70s, whatever, there were the Maharishi group got together, and they brought together 7,000 people meditating at one time, and how they were able to affect the crime and the energy in so many malls around them just because of them doing a positive and spiritual activity. See, your activity goes out. Your thoughts and your consciousness are vibrating out all the time, beloved one. So when you are in a state of positive and consciousness, not only are you affecting you, you are affecting others too. If you want to make a difference in the world, then do your part to be positive, be outstanding, and be spiritually connected to your I am presence. and amplify this. Speak it into existence and demonstrate it into existence. And okay, beloved ones, and always share your I am with others. If they're not conscious, tell them about your I am presence, okay? And help others to grow and become more aware too. Because every time you help someone else to grow, you're helping yourself. You're helping yourself. You're becoming more dynamic when you're sharing with others, okay? It's just like giving. When you're giving of yourself, you get more back. It's a law. It's a universal law, beloved one. So share your knowledge. Share your wisdom that you have so you can grow and help others grow too. That's why you're here, beloved ones. So, like I say, thank you. Let's close with a prayer today. We're so grateful that God has brought us a message. And I always tell you, I'm just the vessel. So sometimes I don't even know what's going to show up and how it's going to come through myself. But I just make myself available for the Creator to present himself as he or herself as it so desire. Okay? All right. Beloved mighty I am presence, we give grateful and thankful for such a wonderful day, for such a wonderful message that you have allowed us to share today and allow us to be part of today. We are just overwhelmed with your grace and love to give us knowledge and give us wisdom that we can use to grow into, to be able to expand our consciousness in a higher state of consciousness, and that we will continue to put and bring forth knowledge in our own being so we can help to share and spare and to be able to spread among all of the beings around us, that we will continue to grow and continue to use that power that you have given us, God, in order to be able to expand you, God. The I am present in us is you, God. So we are, every time we have an opportunity to expand it, we are bringing forth your power and we are bringing forth your energy to make a change. So God, fill us up with your wisdom and your knowledge this day. Fill us up this week as we go into this week, that we will be blessed and highly favored in every activity that we do, that we will bring forth that power of you, God, in our lives, and we will demonstrate where people will know that something different is happening, that we are full with the life of you, God, just because we recognize and understand the I am present within us, and we will begin to implement that I am presence on all levels and begin to allow it to go and be part of our being, and that we will move in that higher state of consciousness and awareness that we are the I am presence in us, and we will utilize that name now in a higher state of awareness and consciousness. And we pray, God, for divine safety for our physical bodies as we go through this week, that we be protected from all dis-ease and all elements of negativity. We'll be not be able to come nowhere in contact with us because we will be cloaked white light of protection that will shield each one of our bodies and allow that positive energy to go and to be and surround us, that we can walk being unscaled by anything that tried to come against us. No weapon will be formed against us because we are walking in the I am presence, knowing that we are connected to you, God, that we are part of you and you are part of us. And we are so, so grateful, God, for your divine love today. So we say thank you, and so it is, and so it is. Thank you, beloved one. I'm so grateful for you. Love you. See you next week. Okay, also tomorrow morning. I'll be on 7:30 in the morning. Okay, take care. Bye-bye.